Tapas Laman Aleph Alad Aleph. Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mishum Rabbi Akiva. Barishol Mayu Omer, what was the Shir Shal Yom that they said in the Beis HaMikdash on Sunday? Vashem Ha'aretzum Loa, Al Shem Shekona V'Hikne V'Shovit B'Olamo. Vashem Ha'aretzum Loa, the Rabbana Shalom created the world, and he created it to give it over to human beings, and he ruled over the world. B'Sheini alone, because the Malachim weren't created till the second day. B'Sheini Maho Yu Omrim, God L'Hashem U'Mahulo Mi'old, Al Shem Shechilik Ma'isa, U'Molach Aleihem. The second day, we say, God L'Hashem U'Mahulo Mi'old, the Rosh Hashanah divided between the Mayim Ho'elyonim, Mayim HaTachtonim, and he ruled over them. B'Shlishi Ha'yu Omrim, Elohim Nitzob Adaseil, Al Shem Shegila Eretz B'Chochmasa. The Heichin Tevel Adosa, that's when he made dry land. B'Revi Ha'yu Omrim, El Nekamos Hashem, Al Shem Sheborach Hamal Uvona, V'Asad Liparim Avdeyan. On Wednesday, the sun and moon were created, and the Rabban Shem was going to take Nekama from the people who served them. The Chamishi Oyo Omrim Harninu Lelokim Uzeinu Al Shem Shabara Opos V'Dagim L'Shabeach L'Shmo. On Thursday we say Harninu in order because on that day birds and fish were created to give praise to the Rabbana Shalom. Rashi explain what that means. V'Shishi Oyo Omrim Hashem Moloch Geus Lovish Al Shem Shigomra Malachto Moloch Aleihem. Hashem finished Maisa Bereishis and ruled over it. V'Shvi Oyo Omrim Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbos V'Yom Shekulo Shabbos. And on Shabbos, they said Mizmor Shilim HaShabbos, which was connected the Yom Shekulo Shabbos, the 7,000th year when the world will be destroyed, basically. Rashi. Lashem Ha'aretz Umaloa, Kol HaMizmor. They said the whole Mizmor, not just that pasuk. Shekana Shamayim Va'aretz, he created heaven and earth. The Hikna Tevel Yoshvei Ba, and he gave it over to human beings. Kolomar Kona Kedei Lahaknos. V'Sholot Bi'Olamo Yechidi, the Rabban Hashem ruled over his world alone. Shalom Nivru HaMalachim Ad Yom Sheni. Shechilek Ma'isot Hivdil Rakia Ben Elyon L'Sachtonim, V'Nis'ala V'Yosha B'Marom, Dug Mashchino B'Iro V'Harkotcho. The Rabban Hashem, what's it called, separated the upper Rakia from the lower one. And the Rabban Shalom went and dwelt in the upper Rakia. And similar to what we have, the Kedusha in Yerushalayim and the Kedusha in Har HaKodesh, in Har HaBayis. One is the upper, one's the lower. Shegila Eretz, Mokom Matzav Adoso, Shenemar V'Tireo, V'Seiroya HaYabosha, B'Shlishi Nemar. On Tuesday, the Rabban Shalom uncovered the dry land, and that's where, what's it called, Elokim Nitzah Ba'adas Kael gave place for his Eda to be on dry land. Shebora Chama Bervi, Shebora Ofos V'Dagim L'Shabeach L'Shmo, Kisha Adam Roa Ofos Mishunim Zem Yiseh, No Sein Shevach L'Mi Shebron. It's not that the Ofos and Dagim give Shevach to the Rabban Shalom, because animals were created to serve man, not to serve the Rabban Shalom. But when people see different kinds and species of birds and fish, they give praise to the Rabban Shalom. It says, if the Ophos and Dagim are praising God, through them the praise comes. Liyom Shekulo Shabbos, She'osit Ha'olam Li'oschorev, the world will be destroyed for 1,000 years. Ve'ein Adam, there's no human beings. V'chol HaMalacho Sholzos, nothing will happen in the world. Also Yom, Omrim Shosho Shabbos. Doesn't mean mamish destruction. It means that the world will be desolate for 1,000 years, and people will be just neshamas. And the physical world will cease and for a while, and then will be recreated for Olam Haba. If you hold that Olam Haba is Tchias HaMeisim in this physical world. Okay. Amar Rav Nechemya, Maro Chachomim L'chalek Bein HaProkim Halal. Rav Nechemya said, no, he just argues with Rav Yehuda in the name of Rav Yakiva, and he says that all the other ones were said on what happened in the beginning. And this Shabbos is for the future. Right? But really Rabbi Akiva said that's why he goes through the whole thing again, right? Tell me that each one is going on the past. None is going on the future. So he goes over the whole thing to tell me that this is really what Rabbi Akiva said. Barishona Shekona Vihikna Vishalit Bialdamo, Bishani Shekhilik Maisa Vumalach Alehem, Bishlishi Shigila Eris Bechachmoso, Vahechin Teva Ladoso, Bravi Shabora Hamalavonavasili Paramil Dehen, Bechamishi Shabora Ophos Vidagi Mashabeach Lishmo, Bishishi Shigomer Malachto, Malach Alehem, Bishvi Alshem Shishovas. And the seventh day was because he rested on that day. It's for the past, not for the future. Ukamifl gave it to Rav Katina. And these two Lishonos in Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Nechemya, argue in Rav Katina. Dom Rav Katina, Shisa Alfei Shona Havei Alma V'chad Choruv. Shenemar, the Nizkav Hashem Bayom Ahu. Om Rabbaya Trei Choruv. Shenemar Yechayenu Meyomayim, that the Machlokes of Rav Katina and Abaya, whether the world's going to be destroyed for 1,000 years or 2,000 years. So if you learn that it's 1,000 years, so then you could say that it's going on the future. This Marshal Yom HaShabbos is on Yom Shekulo Shabbos. But if you hold like Abaye, it's 2,000 years, then you can't say Ms. Marshal Yom HaShabbos is going on the 7,000th year, because there's really 2,000 years, 7th and the 8th. That's how Rashi learns. See Rashi? Ma ror b'kiva l'chalik b'na parshius halolu. Shekol sheishis yomim nemorim aprokim halolu al-shem sho'ovar, v'shal Shabbos al-shem l'habo. Why the difference? First 6 days we say the prokim for the past, and Shabbos is for the future. The komifle gave Rav Katina, Rav Nechemya less laid the Rav Katina. Rav Nechemya does not hold the Rav Katina. Elad Abaye holds like Abaye. Therefore, he didn't say that it's going on the 1,000 years in the future that that the world will be charev, because it'll be 2,000. Look like lekel lememra al shem yom echad shikulo Shabbos to hatreininu. The Gra learns just the opposite, that that Rav Nechemya holds like Rav Katina, and therefore it's, it can't. The Shkaila says Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbos, double lashon. So according to Rav Katina, that according to Abaye, that it's 2,000 years works out good. It's Mizmor Shir, it's double lashon, and it's talking about the 2,000 years that the world will be Chariv, and it hints the fact that there's Mizmor Shir, two things. But according to Rav Katina, there's only 1,000 years, the Mizmor Shir doesn't fit in. Therefore, it has to be going on the past Mizmor Shir that the Rabbanu Shlomo was showbase. And the double Lashon is the fact that Shabbos has a double idea to it, Shomer V'Zochar. The Zohar says that every day, that another way of understanding this Machlokas, the Zohar says that each day that the Rabbanu Shlomo created corresponds to 1,000 years of the existence of the world. And therefore, the first 1,000 years was till the Mabul, where the world was complete, everything was fine, Eretz Maloha. The second 1,000 years was when Yerushalayim was chosen, Avraham Avinu made the Akedah, that's the, what's it called, Shir Mizmor Livnei Korach, God Lashem Muhulo Mi'ol, Be'ir Elokeinu Har Kodesho. The third day the Torah was given, that is Hashem Nitzav Ba'adas Kael. The 4,000 years the Beit Hamikdash was destroyed is Kael Nekamos Hashem. And for the next 1,000 years the Beit Hamikdash was destroyed and Tefillah took the place of the Beit Hamikdash. That's Harninu L'Elokim Uzeinu. And the fifth Mashiach will come is Hashem Moloch. And Mizmor Shel Yom HaShabbos therefore goes also on the 7,000th year, according to this. But Rav Nechemya says no, that he doesn't hold that everything goes lefi, what's it called, lefi the 1,000 years of creation. But everything goes on the past. Mamela, the seventh day is also on the past, not on the future. Okay. Let's go on. The Musfei de Shabbos Mahayu Omri. What shir did they say on the Musaf of Shabbos? Omer of Anan, Barova, Omer Rav, Haziv Lecha. They said Hazinu, and they split it up into six different parshios. The Omer Rav Hanan, Barova, Omer Rav, Kedera Shechalukim Kan, Kachalukim Vesaknesis. Just like the parshios were split into six parshios. That's the same way we read it in Shul, six aliyahs, and we don't make any hosafas. We have those six aliyahs. And then there's a Shvi, which is after Hazinu, after the Shira of Hazinu. There you could split it up if you want to make a Hosafa. So Rashi learns what's Haziv Lecha, but most of the Shabbos, my Shir Amrei, Haziv Lecha. Parsha Shiras Hazinu, Cholkin also the Shisha Prakim. Harishon Hazino, the first one starts Hazino, that's a hey. Hasheni Zechoryim al Solam, Zayin. Hashlishi Yarkiveo al Bamosi Oret. Haravi Vayar Hashem Vayinot. Adkan Shisha Psukim Leperek. These, each one has six Psukim. Mikan Ve'elech Shmona Psukim Leperek. And then the last two have eight Psukim. Chamishi Luvei Kaso Yevokor. Hashishi Ki Yodin Hashem Amo. Tosis brings down a different split up. He says also, Hazinu, Zachor, Yarkivehu, those are the same. Vayar Hashem, Vayinatz, is also the same. And then instead of the Lamed being, what's it called, Lulei Kas is next, and Ki Yodin Hashem Amo. Those are the six, that's the way Rashi learns. And that's the Minik, he says. In Mesechus Sofrim, it says that the Vav is not Vayar Hashem, but Vayishman Yishurim Vayivat. And the Rav says that Vayar and Lu Chochmu Yaskilu Zos. Not, what's it called? So we have three different shitas of what the Lamed is. Lu Lei Kas Oyev, or Lu Chochmu. Right, Lu Chochmu. And really there's about five different shitas. Down over here, Rashi and Tosus both say Hazinu, Zechor Yimos Olam, Yarkiveu Alboma Seoret, and others say that instead of Yarkiveu is Yimtzoeu Be'eretz Midbar, instead of Vayar Hashem Vayinot is Vayishman Yeshurum, and instead of Lulei Kas is Lu Chochmu Yaskilu Zos. Right, and the Rambam says that instead of Ki Eso El Shomayim Yodi, you have what's it called? Instead of Ki Yodin Hashem Amo, the Chof is Ki Esa El Shomayim Yodi. There's different ways to split it, different shitas of how you used to split it up. Okay. Kedera Shel Chalukim Pirkei Ashira Hazos Kan, just like the Levian said these, said Hazinu split up into six Prokim. Kach Chaluk Misakneses, Kach Korin Osa Shisha Korin B'Sefer Torah. On the Shabbos, you read Hazinu, six aliyahs you split up the same way in the Shira. V'ashvi korim min Hashira lahalan. And the seventh aliyah is after the Shira. Okay. The Mincha, the Shabbos of Mayu, where they say the Shira of Mincha, Tomit Shul Ben Arbaim on Shabbos, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Oz Yashir, Umi Kamochav, Oz Yashir. They went through Oz Yashir, till Mikamocha, then from Mikamocha till the end of the Shira, and then Oz Yashir of Ali Be'er Enula, the Oz Yashir that's in Bamidbar, in Chukas. Those are the three things. Iboyelu, Hani Kula Bechad Shabbos Amri, they said them all on one Shabbos. Odilma called Shabbos of a Shabbos Amri Chad, or they said it each Shabbos, one of them, and then had a rotation, right, Shabbos by Shabbos. Toshma, the Tanya, Om Rav Yossi, Atcher Rishon, Omeres Achas, Shnia Chozer Eshtayim. Right? In the morning, they had six, rotation of six in Hazinu. And in the afternoon, they had a rotation of three. So when the rotation in the afternoon already was repeated twice, the rotation of the morning only went through once. Shma mino, kol shabbos v'shabbos amri chad. Shma mino. So obviously there was a rotation. It wasn't they said all three every mincha. They said one each Shabbos, and in the morning they said a rotation of six and the of an hazinu, and the afternoon they said a rotation of three of these oz yoshers. Rashi. Oz yosher shira sayam ad mikamocho. Mikamocho ad sofa shira. Oz yosher Yisrael dali be'er. At the second Oz Yashir in the Torah, which is by the Be'er in Chukas. Okay, Kula b'chad Shab Samri Lahu Halavim v'hayu cholkin aprokin b'ni'ima sakol ha'afsik v'machlofos klei shir v'tkiyas chasotros. So they said it all on one Shabbos. What is the idea? They said three different things. They split it into three different movements. So they changed musical instruments and they changed the tune after each one. That's the one possibility. Or Dilma called Perik Uperik L'Shabbos Achas Perik Echad. Or maybe they said only one third, in other words, one of the of these things, eight Shabbos, and it took three Shabbos to finish the whole thing. So where it says it's clear that they said one each Shabbos. Atzer Rishon, the Shiras Hamusafim, Choseres Chalila Pamachas, Shnia Shiras Hamincha Shel Tomin Arba'im Choseres Shtayim. The Hashem Shis Pirkei V'Hachatalta. Hazinu B'Shabbos Achas, Zocher B'Shabbos Shnia L'Chein Kulam. In the morning they had a rotation of six, in the afternoon a rotation of three. So whenever they finished the second rotation twice, they finished the first rotation once. Okay, Omer of Yehuda, Bar Idi, Omer of Yochanan. Eser Masos Nosa Shechina Mikroi. The Shechina didn't depart from Klal Yisrael all at once. The Rav Nachman found it difficult, even though we were doing Chatoyim, to depart from us. And therefore it took 10 Masos until the Shechina departed completely. Ukenegdan Golsa Sanhedrin. And connected that, in the second Beis HaMikdash, the Sanhedrin had 10 Golios. Right? And the idea being, in the first Beis HaMikdash, the Ikar of the Beis HaMikdash was the Shechina. The second Beis HaMikdash, the Shechina was a not an Ikar Shechina. There was Shechina in the second Beis HaMikdash, just not the degree of Shechina of the first. So comparatively, it says there was no Shechina, but the body was a Shechina. Shechina is still there now by the coastal of Maravi, but it's not. That's also compared to what was in the second Beis HaMikdash, isn't it called, the Shechina went away. But in any case, in the first Beis HaMikdash, the Ikar was the Shechina. And therefore, since the Ikar was the Shechina, it was destroyed, the Maharal says, because of Tuma, Gilei Arayis, Shvichas Dama, Avodah Zara, which was Metamei Klal Yisrael, took away the Shechina. Second Beis HaMikdash didn't have the Shechina. So what was the Ikar of the second Beis HaMikdash? The fact that it united Klal Yisrael, the Mail of Klal Yisrael. It was a place of karbonos, whatever. So it was destroyed because of Sinas Chinam, because the mile of the Mikdash was Klal Yisrael, so it was destroyed because of the bitl of Klal Yisrael of Sinas Chinam. And therefore, the first Beis HaMikdash, the Shechina left. And the second Beis HaMikdash, the Sanhedrin, which was the mile of Torah Shebal Peh, which is the mile of Klal Yisrael, the Sanhedrin was Nigla. This is the Zelu Umazeh, what was the Shechina in the first Beis HaMikdash, the Sanhedrin took the place in the second Beis HaMikdash. Just like the Shechina went into 10 Golios, the Sanhedrin also went into 10 Golios in the second Beis HaMikdash. Mi Gemara. And that we don't have from Sukkim, that we have from Gemara, meaning from a tradition. Eser Masos Nosa Shechina Mikroi. Mi Kaporis Lekruv. Right? Originally the Shechina was on the Kaporis, and then it went to a Kruv. Not the Kruvim on the Kaporis, because that's also the Kaporis. The Kruvim that Shlomo HaMelech made, which was stood on the floor next to the Aro. Umikruv the Kruv, from one Kruv to another Kruv, farther away from the Aro. Umikruv the Mifton, that it went to the threshold of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Umimifton the Chotzer, and then out into the Chotzer. Michotzer the Mizbeach, and then farther out into the Mizbeach. Mizbeach the Gag. From the Mizbeach onto the roof of the buildings in the Azora were not Kodesh. So this was a further distance. Umigag lechoma, then it went to the wall of the Harabayas. Umichoma leir, from there into the city. Meir lahar, then on to, up to the mountain. Umihar lemidbar, from the mountain into the desert. Umimidbar also the Yoshnechoma. And from the desert, it went back into Shamayim. And Shenemar, Eilech, Ashuva El Mekomi. To go back to where I originally started, like it said in the Rabban Shom, separated the lower and the upper and dwelt in the upper worlds. And only with the Beis HaMikdash, the Mishkan brought the Rabban Shom Shechina back into this world, and then Churban Beis HaMikdash brought it out of this world. Rashi. Eser Masos, Mishum Da'ayri Masnisim, but Takonos Shal Yavne, since the Mishnah is talking about the Takonos that are made in Yavne, Noket Lohoch LeMeimer, Shesham Golso Sanhedrin Meir Rav Yochanan. So he wants to tell us now, how did the Sanhedrin get to Yavne? Shal Yigolos Rishon LeShigolim Yerushalayim. It's the first Golos of the Sanhedrin after Yerushalayim. Really, the first Golos was, we'll see, from Harabayis to Yerushalayim itself. And outside of Yerushalayim, after that was Yavne. Nosa Shechina, Listalik Me'al Yisrael Ma'at Ma'at Kishechotu. The Shechina left slowly after they were chote, because the Rosh wanted to show us it was difficult for him to leave us. That's where the Shechina was originally. Shlomo made two kruvim, one to the north and one to the south of the Aron. That's the second place that the Shechina went. ומקרוב למפתן הבייס, וממפתן הבייס לחוצר, לעזורה, דין האולם למזבח, ומחוצר למזבח החיצו, ומזבח לגג, ומגג לחומס לעזורה, ומחומר לעיר ירושלים, ומעיר להר הזסף, וכל סילוקים הלולו לפי שבקושי היו מסתליק, ומצפה שישובו. The Ron Shem found it difficult to leave, and he was hoping they would do tshuva. Vayirkov al kruv lo garsina. Vahu b'yitzias Mitzrayim komer. That pasuk, Vayirkov al kruv, is not one of the psukim that we bring, because that's not talking about the shistalkus hashchin, that's talking about yitzias Mitzrayim. Vahochi garsina. Mikaporis le kruv, o mikruv le miftan dechsiv, v'no adati le chasham. We'll get to the psukim, so it's in the Rashi. Ukvod alokei Yisrael na'alami ala kruv, asher hoya olav el miftan abayis. Lamadnu shetchilas ikur shchina hoysel akaporis. V'imei yecheskel nistalka mishom lekruv, v'shoas hashom kama yomim, k'dechsiv me'al kruv asher hoya olav el miftan. Now the psukim, we'll see. Mikaporis lekruv, mikruv lekruv, mikruv lemiftan, dechsiv. Most of these psukim are in Yecheskel. One we'll see is in Hosea, and even though Hosea came before Yecheskel, Hosea said it b'nevua what was going to be in the future. So from this pasuk we know that's when the Shechina started, by the Kaporis. Mizbeach legag, deceive tov l'shemes al pinas gag, right? That's what's it called. The test is mishle. So here again, Shlomo HaMelech said this b'nevuah, okay, for the future. Migag lechoma, deceive hine Hashem nitzav al chomas anach, michoma leir, deceive kol Hashem leir yikore, umeir lahar, deceive vayal kvod Hashem me'al tocha ir. Vayamod al ahor asher mikedem leir. Umihar lemidbar desiv, tov sheves baoritz midbar, umimidbar also viyoshim koma. Desiv eilich hashuv al makomi. Omer Rav Yochanan, shisha chadoshim nisak v'shchina liyisrael b'midbar. Neshchina waited 6 months in the midbar, shema yachzir b'tshuva, kivin shlochazir omer tepech atzman, shenemar ve'enei rishoyim tichlena, umanos ovad minhem. The Ron Shem said, Tepach Nafshom, and he left after he gave him 6 months. The Marsha says these 6 months were the 6 months between Teves and Tammuz from the time they made the siege until they broke through. And the Achronim are Metame on the Marsha because it didn't happen 1 year. They made the siege in the year before, and it wasn't until the next Tammuz, not 6 months later, but a year and 6 months later, that they broke through the city. So it wasn't 6 months. Okay, Rashi. Vayimoli habayis b'yecheskel siv achar siluk bin akruv el amifta. Nitzav al amizbeach. V'afagam the high crow Amos komer. Amos said this, right? V'amos mikme yecheskel doris harbe. Not Hosea, Amos. Right? And Amos was many years before Yecheskel. Many generations. Hoyim isnabi alosit. He said it as a nevuah for the future. And the way that the Shechina left, obviously, was in the sequence of going out farther away from the original Kaporis. Tov l'shevus al pinas gag, me'eshes medonim, u'bayis chavar, ala Shechina amro Shlomo. Shlomo said this by the Shechina, ha'shlomo ha'melech. Tov lo l'istalik el gag, mi'shevus em'eshes medonim. Right, better the Shechina should go onto the roof than to sit with a wife that's a rebel. Knesset Yisrael shall meet a tzelem behechel. That the Rabbanu Shalom, that they put a tzelem as a tzara to the Rabbanu Shalom in the heichel. Beis chaver, beis shechibru bo es haseimel im Hashechina. Beis chaver means a place where they connected the pesel with the Rabbanu Shalom. Tov l'sheves beretz midbar, seif in dekra me'eshes midon. It's the end of that pasuk. Adasher Yeshmu Shiachziku as Atzma Shemim. Right? The Rosh waited until they recognized their sin and did tshuva. Manas Ovid Minhem Ma'uzam Nistalik Mehem. And then when he saw they didn't do tshuva, he took away their strength and left. Ukinegd and Golsa Sanhedrin Migamara. Milishka Sagosis Lechanus. The first Golis was from Lishka Sagosis, where the place where they sat in the Azora, to Chanuyos. is what's it called? It was on Harabais.
Under Harabais?
It's on Harabais, right? But not in the Azora. Mechanus Yerushalayim. From Chanuyos, they went into the city itself, into Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim liYavne, umiYavne leUsha, umiUsha liYavne. Usha, they went back to Yavne, umiYavne leUsha, and then they went back to Usha. UmiUsha leShvaram, umiShvaram leBeisha'orim, umiBeisha'orim leTzipori, umiTzipori leTveria, veTveria amukah mikula. Tveria was the last one, the deepest one. Shenemar, Yishafalta mi'eretz tadabri. Rabbi Ezra Omer sheish galus. There was only six galios. Shenemar, ki hashoch yoshvei morom kiryan iskova yashpileno yashpilo ad eretz yagieno ad ofer. Six different designations. Om Rabbi Yochanan mishom asidim ligoyel, and from Tveria, the last one, that's where the gula will come. Shenemar, isnari may offer kumi shvi. That from the when you get to the bottom, there's nowhere else to go down. So from there, you go up. Rashi. Milishkas hagozis lechanuyos, chanuyos osu lehem baharabayis v'yoshvushon. Right, there's a place in on the Harabah and on the what's it called past the Kosel that's called Chanuyos that leads up to the Harabayis, another entrance for the Arabs. The Harabayis, there's a lot of, there's a shuk. That's the place they think that Chanuyos was. Chanuyos also led by Harabayis, the Yoshua Shuk. Lomar Shalodonadin and Foshis. Why did they, it was a self-imposed gaulus, because as long as the Sanhedrin was not in its proper place, they couldn't be Donadin and Foshis. They didn't want the responsibility. The Chosu Nefishe Rotskin, they saw there was a lot of murderers. Kinamrinim Sanhedrin, V'chol Hanach Golis, the Sanhedrin, the Bayesheni Komer. All these Golios were in Bayesheni. The Marsha says it could be there in Bayes Rishon too. Umasos the Shechina of Bayes Rishon Komer, and the Masos of the Shechina were in the first Beis Hamikdash. Miyavne leUsha kshayanosi dorbo kiven shehoisa Sanhedrin imo. Right, when the Nasi moved to Usha, the Sanhedrin moved with him. Shemistalik hu obeno lemakom acher gol haYeshiva acherov. When the Nasi moved somewhere else, the whole Sanhedrin moved with him. Yavne bimei Rav Yochanan. Yavne was in the time of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Usha bimei Rav Gamliel. The Chazru mi Usha liYavne, and then they went back to Yavne. Uvimei Rabbi Shimon beno Chazru, they went back to Usha. Gedetanya lekamam pirkin shekitshu beisdin beisha'arim v'tzipori utveri yekulim bein Rebbe havu. And the last three were in the time of Rebbe. Kinamrina and achrei Rebbe lebeisha'arim. V'shuv kishechala holichu l'tzipori. When Rebbe got sick, they brought him to Tzipori, so the whole Sanhedrin followed him. And in Tveria, it was the time of Antoninus, who also was a contemporary of Rebbe. That was the lowest level that the Sanhedrin was on when it was in Tveria. Sheish Golus, Hashor Chada, Yashpileno Tre, Yashpilo Tlas, Ad Eretz Arba, Yagieno Chamisha, Ad Ofer Sheish. The Motzi Lememer Yashpileno on Eretz Ulaofer. Could have just said very simply, Yashpileno on Eretz Ulaofer. Why did it say it in such a verbose way to tell me that there were six Goliaths?